Grizzly Basketball on Hunt Country KDY is brought to you in part by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, by Don's Auto Service, Ozarks Healthcare, Holiday Inn Express and Suites, and by Bailey Chevrolet. And now, Grizzly Basketball on the home of the Grizzlies, Hunt Country KDY.
We're in Poplar Bluff for Grizzly Basketball tonight. I'm Harlan Hutchison, Nate Hudson, engineers in the studio, and we're looking for our first win against a region opponent this season. The Grizzlies are 8-13 overall, 0-5 against region teams, and they'll play the team they played once already, lost on January the 13th at home in overtime to Three Rivers, 73-72. That was a whale of a basketball game, and anyone that saw it knows what I'm talking about. Three Rivers is coming off a loss just like we are from this last Saturday night. The Raiders lost on Saturday in a tight contest. Meanwhile, the Grizzlies lost a three-point game at home against State Fair Community College, a night that was marked with poor shooting from the free throw line for the Grizzlies. They were only 45% from the field in that game, or 45%, that is, from the free throw line in that game. They shot 31 free throws in the contest and made 14. And that was after a game against Mineral Area at home where they were 21 out of 35 in the line, shooting 60%. So you figure 17 misses. We had more misses than we had makes. And out of 17 misses, you lose the game by 3 points on Saturday to State Fair. It's not hard to figure where the breakdown came, and it came from the free throw line, so we'll have to be way better than that here. In that first meeting that Three Rivers won in OT, 73-72, the Grizzlies were led by Carlos Paul, who had 18 points, Trayon Grant at 17, and Kyle Drivety at 13. Leading scorer for the Raiders was Kyle Edison. He had 17. Caleb Young, who will not start in this game for the Raiders, came off the bench with 10 points, and he hit the game winner with 1.5 seconds to play, and that was the difference in the ball game. The second of three meetings between these teams, and we're getting close to tip-off time, and the starting lineup, we have the starting lineups. We can go over those before we go to the break before the tip-off. Starting lineups for the Grizzlies tonight will be their standard starting five recently. Kyle Germany, 6'2 sophomore guard from Detroit. Carlos Paul, 6'5 forward, sophomore from Southfield, Michigan. It'll be Urji Hunami, the 6'4 freshman from Windsor, Ontario. Trayon Grant Foster, 6'6 freshman from Kansas City, Kansas. And Lionel Kimwemba, 6'8 freshman from the Democratic Republic of Congo. The Raiders are going to start four freshmen and a sophomore. The sophomore is a good one, Anthony Sellers, 6'6" sophomore from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. The other four, redshirt freshman guard Fahim Moran from Miami, Florida, 6'5". Kyle Edison, 6'3" freshman guard from West Palm Beach, Florida. Demetrius White, 6'1" freshman from Louisville, Kentucky. And Bryce Wallace, their postman, a 6'8" freshman from Kenosha, Wisconsin. Grizzlies are coached by Jared Faith, and the Raiders, of course, are coached by Brian Best, the son of the winningest coach in college basketball history, Gene Best. All right, we'll take a break, come back in 2 minutes, and we'll have the tip-off. The Raiders and the Grizzlies coming up in 2 minutes on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Don's Auto Service is here to give you the confidence of knowing when you press your foot to the brake, your vehicle is coming to a stop. Your car's brakes should be examined at least once a year for the safety of you and your family. Preserving your vehicle's brakes is among the most crucial measures you could take, and Don's Auto Service offers quality, affordable brake service. Call or stop in today, and you can also go online to donsautoservice.com for more information.
At Holiday Inn Express and Suites in West Plains, your comfort and satisfaction is their top priority every day. That's why they're the top-rated Holiday Inn Express and Suite location for customer satisfaction, not just in America, but the world, for four consecutive years. They feature a pool and an exercise facility, spacious, comfortable lobby and rooms offering comfort and relaxation. Make your reservation by calling 417-257-3000. Stay with the best. Holiday Inn Express and Suites, 1301 Preacher Row Boulevard, West Plains.
Did you know we have one of the largest and competitive priced Pro Series batteries in the Ozarks? You could call us the outfitters of agricultural, ATV, automotive, commercial, lawnmower, and solar Pro Series batteries. And my number one customer service team can only get you the proper battery if you bring us the model, type, and code. Stop in and see us today. Hirsch knows batteries.
Hirsch Paint and Font Supply, we're more than a font store.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
If you are constantly borrowing a truck to haul wood and end up breaking the back glass out of your neighbor's truck, you might need a truck.
This is John Bailey of Bailey Chevrolet GMC in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. If it's time to get your own truck, Bailey Chevy GMC has the right one for you. Come in to find yours, and together let's drive.
College basketball action with the Grizzlies continues now on Hot Country KDY.
All right, the starters will be introduced to the crowd here, and then we'll get this thing tipped off. The Grizzlies come in again with an 8-13 record. They are 6-7 at home, away from home, 2-6. Three Rivers, 7-4 at home, and 3-7 away from the Little Family Sports Complex here in Poplar Bluff. Last time out, it was actually the game Saturday night was the game against Mineral Area, which was not a close game. Mineral Area beat Three Rivers 69-48, and the Grizzlies, of course, lost 51-48. At home against the State Fair Roadrunners. I said 52-49. It was a 3-point difference as the Grizzlies lost that game. But statistically, these teams, just like the first time they met, are mirror images of one another. And the one thing, the one constant between these two teams is they have both had trouble really shooting the ball very well. From the field, the Grizzlies shoot at a 42% clip, the same for Three Rivers. Three-point shooting, Three Rivers a little better, 32.7%, the Grizzlies 28%. And in the free throw department, there's a gap there. Three Rivers, 72%, which is not great. And the Grizzlies shooting 64.7%, less great. So who can do the little things? Who can take care of the ball? Who can keep from throwing the ball away? Who can make their free throws tonight and make the threes? The Grizzlies were outscored from the three-point line in that game the other night. I believe the difference was 24-12. And we've been outscored from the three-point line, I think, well, certainly most games this season. But in the modern game of basketball, and the West Plains Desert High School team has demonstrated this over the past couple weeks, the three-point shot is so vital, and it's such an equalizer You may not have the size that another team might have. You may not be as quick. But if you can make that three-point shot, it makes a world of difference. Case in point, last night, the West Plains Scissor Boys against Lebanon were able to, well, let's see. Let's go back to Saturday. Saturday is a great example of it. On Saturday, the Scissors lost to Branson 76-72, but got behind by 20 in the first half, came back because they were able to make, they made 17 threes in that game on Saturday and had another good night shooting the basketball last night. As, again, they put up a win against Lebanon, 71-63. Not as many threes last night, but enough. And now we get ready for this one. The Grizzlies will be in the blue tonight, going left to right. Three Rivers in the white with the black and gold trim. Brian Best stands in front of the Three Rivers bench. Jared Fay stands at the end of the Grizzly bench down the left corner. A smattering of a crowd. This game's ready to go. Trayon Grant Foster will jump, and it'll be won by Wallace. Bryce Wallace and Three Rivers has the ball to start this basketball game. Out front, Fahim Moran, a redshirt freshman over on the right side now to Demetrius White. Hook pass, cross, bad pass, stolen away. Grizzlies have it. On the break, two on two, all the way in. TGF goes up, got it partially blocked out of bounds, and it'll stay with the Grizzlies. So a turnover by Three Rivers on their first trip. Kyle Germany will throw the basketball in bounds for the Grizzlies. A sophomore and four freshmen starting for Three Rivers. TGF out front, hands the ball to Kyle Germany. Left wing to the point now. Carlos Paul. Carlos had a really good game against these guys first time. Left side to the point. Germany with 8 seconds on the shot clock. High screen. Pulls up. He's going to fire a long three. It's off the back iron. Rebounded. Knocked away from Carlos, but he got it back on the baseline. Steps through. Kicks it out front. And Kyle Germany will reset the offense. Up fake by Urji Hanami. Left elbow. Pull up is good. Urji Hanami gets the first basket of the ball game. The Grizzlies take the early lead, 2-0. 1 minute play. Dean Smith would say, hey, let's just quit right here. On the left side, White curls top of the circle. Left wing pass, gets it there to Anthony Sellers. He's probably their best player. Shot in the corner for a three, no good. Rebound, Carlos Paul has it. TGF up the right sideline. To the free throw line, top of the circle, gets it out, and now the Grizzlies will set their offense. Pass to the corner. Urji wide open. Had a shot. Didn't see it. Now drives across the lane. Gets it across to Lionel Kumwimba. Kyle Germany off the screen to the left corner of the left baseline. He's double-teamed. Feeds it inside. Ball is loose on the floor. Tied up. Now Carlos Paul has it. Jump ball, and it'll be Grizzly basketball. Well, shot clock violation sounded. There'll be a hell ball before the shot clock went off. And so it'll be Grizzly basketball. Shot clock shows, well, how can, they're going to say 1 second left. So you're going to have to catch it and shoot it. Here's the inbound play. Lob it up there. TGF with a catch. Gets it in the air. No good. And evidently they called the violation before he got the shot away. A turnover apiece. 2-0 Grizzlies. In the front court, Moran drives to the right elbow, pull-up jump shot. No good. Rebound to TGF. Up the left side, Grizzlies on the run. Baseline, Germany, no-look pass inside. Saved by Paul. Nope, out of bounds. Turnover, Grizzlies. Try to increase the tempo there a little bit. And I'm still of the, I've thought ever since we played the games in Oklahoma City, and Enid earlier this year. I thought we really do seem to play better at a little bit faster pace. Top of the circle, Wallace has it. Guarded by Lionel Kamwimba. Puts it on the deck. Drives baseline. Puts up a tough shot off the backboard. Up and good. Bryce Wallace with the first basket for Three Rivers. Tie game at two. Kyle Germany out front. Gets it over the timeline. Sets their offense. He'll go to the left around a screen. Drives into the paint. Double team. Ball dished inside. Out of bounds. Last touch by the Raiders. Javian Downey will come in the game now for Kyle Germany. Javian Downey, who missed substantial time with a concussion. Here's the inbound play. Urgy has it on the right side to the point. Now we'll hand it ball to Javian. He'll beat his man on the dribble all the way in. Right-hander high off the board, no good. Ball will be fought for and tipped out of bounds by the Raiders. It'll be Grizzly ball. They'll have 20 on the shot clock. Missing Javian Downey really hurt the guard rotation for the Grizzlies when he was not out there. Here's the inbound play. Urgy on the left wing. In the corner, crossover, pull up, forces the shot, no good. Ball comes off. Lionel Kamwimba with a putback. That's not good. And the rebound, Bryce Wallace has it. Here come the Raiders on the run. Demetrius White. Out front, Moran drives in. Inside out pass left corner. Sellers for a three is good. He can do that. And that gives the Raiders a 5-2 lead. Now a bad pass out front stolen by Sellers. Takes it away. Now Urgy Hanami hustles back, tips it out of bounds. So the Grizzlies' third turnover. It'll still be Three Rivers ball. And Kamari Vinson will come in the lineup now for the Grizzlies. Here's the inbound play. Moran underneath. Pounce pass Sellers. Puts it up and in. Got loose on the back door. Wide open shot. So after the Grizzlies scored the first basket, the Raiders have the next 7 points. TGF out front. Left side, Kamari Vinson. Gets a high screen. Now on the right point. Javian Downey. Here's TGF with a long three. No good. Ball comes long to the right corner. Demetrius White with a rebound. At the point, pull up Sellers for a long three, and that's good. Timeout, Grizzlies. 15:53 to go in the first half. The Grizzlies started with a 2-0 lead. And 10 in a row by the Raiders, and they lead it 10-2. And we're back in 1 minute on KDY.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do.
Hey, this is Maddie. As you get your day going, I am sure you've noticed the morning temperatures are getting cooler and cooler. At Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have everything you need. Heavy flannel, hats and gloves, hoodies, vests, jackets and coats, bib overalls, jeans, outerwear, climate gear, and much more. Stop in today.
Grizzly basketball continues now on Hot Country KDY.
All right, come back. After a 2-0 start, the Grizzlies find themselves down 10-2. Front court, Javian Downey for the Grizzlies, now out there with Kyle Germany, Kamari Vinson, Lionel Kamwimba, and Kendon Peebles in the lineup now for the Grizzlies. He has it out front on the right side. Circle out and reset the offense. 7 on the shot clock. Kyle dribbles in, lost it. Raiders come away with it. 4 Grizzly turnovers in the first 4 minutes. On the right side, White dribbles across. Pull up, 17-footer good. That's a 2. for Demetrius White. 12-2 ball game. Kamari Vinson, left baseline. Pull up, baseline shot, slapped out of bounds. It'll be out off the Raiders. It'll stay with the Grizzlies. TGF back in for Kyle Germany. Still early in the game. We've played 5 minutes. It's 12-2. Raiders on top. Ball tipped out of bounds on the inbound play. Javian Downey, Lionel Kimwimba, Kendon Peebles, Trayon Grant Foster, and Kamari Vincent. Inbound play, lob out front. TGF has it. He'll take it into the basket. Up and around. They'll get tipped up and in by Lionel Kimwimba. And now a late whistle, and they're going to call that a goaltend on Lionel, so no basket. There was no call till Brian Best jumped up on the bench and screamed. Then the official standing over next to him blew his whistle and called it off. His dad didn't even have that kind of influence, I don't think. 12-2, full court press by the Grizzlies. Got to try something to shake it up. White in the front court, double team. Hard on the ball. Now ball tipped away by TGF out of bounds right by the scorer's table. And the Raiders will have it. Our basketball team just has an issue with scoring. It is a struggle for us to score some nights. Here's the three out front. That's an air ball. That sails out of bounds. And that'll be a ticket to the bench for Kyle Edison. And he'll be replaced by Caleb Young from Pensacola, Florida. He's the kid that made the game-winning shot in West Plains in overtime. Front court, JV and Downey. 22 seconds left on the shot clock. TGF at the left point. Left corner pass, Kamari. Spin to the hoop. Here's a drive. Up, no good. Partially blocked on the shot by Grant Foster. Taken down by Caleb Young. And here come the Raiders trying to add to a 12-2 lead. Right wing, open three is off the mark. Rebounded by the Grizzlies, Kendon Peebles. So we'll push the pace a little bit. JV. Dribbles down, kicked it away, turned it over, turnover five. Up the floor, two-handed dunk is in by Demetrius White. Just a horrible start here, 14-2. TGF guarded in the backcourt by Caleb Young. Gets it in the front court now on the right side. We've got to throw the ball inside. Carlos Paul is wide open in the low block. And he really did some business against these guys first time. Kendon's got a three way off the mark on the left side, off the lip of the rim, comes off, and here come the Raiders again. Here's a step through by Fahim Moran, and we'll have a reach-in foul on the Grizzlies. We played 6.5 minutes. Grizzlies have 2 points, and that foul will be against Javian Downey. That'll be his first. In the ball game is Devarius, I believe Montgomery came in. Check and see. Here's a fall away by Young. No good. Rebound by Kyle Germany. Grizzlies come back left to right. And there he is in the low block throwing the ball. And a reach around foul will be called as they do throw it inside. And that foul will go against Zaire Beverly. And that's his first foul just in the lineup. Inbound play in the corner. Kendon Peebles pressured, picks it up, gets it out now. Kyle Germany on the right wing. On the left side, Three Rivers playing a straight man-to-man through the lane, and Kamari Vincent lost it on the way up, threw it out of bounds, turnover six on the Grizzlies. In the backcourt now. Raiders will get it up top. And this kid, Robert Alexander, who's a 6-foot freshman from Little Rock, really played well against the Grizzlies in West Plains. So the high post, Beverly has it. He'll back down, bump, turn, up, goes up, lost it, turned it over. Second turnover on Three Rivers. Kyle Germany on the right side. Vincent cross court, Kendon Peebles. backs it down, Kip picks it up. TGF has it off the screen, free throw line, down the lane, all the way, lays it up and good. Trayon Grant Foster breaks the drought, 14-4. Right side, front court, cross court, Caleb Young with a catch and shoot, and it's good. For a three, Caleb Young. 17-4. So if the thing levels out the rest of this half, we've dug ourselves a hole. TGF on the right side, down the lane all the way, goes up high off the board, good. They're having a hard time guarding him one on one, so he'll probably have more chances. 17-6. Young down the lane all the way, right hand scoop layup is no good. Beverly fights for it, gets it. Wraparound pass out to the corner. Alexander has it. Out front with it. And now they'll reset the offense with Moran. They call him Miki down the lane. Kicks it inside, outside. Alexander with a three. It's off the back iron and won't fall. Rebound will go long and be picked up by the Raiders. Right side, right corner. In the key, left-hand runner is partially blocked, picked up by Beverly. He stepped out of bounds, turnover on Three Rivers. 10:59 to play. We're getting close to a media timeout here. Urgy comes in for Kamari Vincent, who took a shot in the ribs on that last drive to the basket. 17-6 Raiders lead it with 10:57 and counting in the first half from the Little Sports Complex in Poplar Bluff. TGF on the right side, goes between the defense all the way, lays it up and in. TGF has six of the eight, and it's a 17-8 game. Front court, Caleb Young, down the lane, inside out pass to the corner, whistle and a charge. Carlos Paul saw him coming and got in front and drew the charge. Caleb Young with his first personal foul. Lionel Kamwimba and Riley Whitaker will check in for the Grizzlies. In the front court now, Grizzlies with the ball trying to cut into this 9-point game. TGF on the left side. Pick and roll. Good feed inside. Layup is up and in by Lionel Kamwimba. Good pick and roll. Really good. Good timing. 17-10. Into the right corner, open shot for a three is no good. Ball will be rebounded by the Raiders up inside, no good. Beverly went for the slam on the rebound and a travel on Lionel Kamwimba, who lost his balance after he had the rebound and fell to the floor. And it'll be Three Rivers ball with 20 on the shot clock. Bryce Wallace comes back in the post, and he'll take Zaire Beverly's place for the Raiders. Here's the inbound play. Alexander into Bryce Wallace in the post. Low block. Now Alexander with a floater from the corner. No good. Rebound picked up by Urgy Hanami. Here comes Kyle up the right side. Good feed up ahead to Riley Whitaker. High pick and roll to the left. Kyle Germany with it. Now goes over a screen to the right. To the left wing. Urgy Hanami. Pressured back to the point. Kyle. Hook pass back. TGF in the paint. Goes up. Dishes off. Kamwimba up, and he traveled with the basketball. Well, we're not vexed by free throws. We're vexed by turnovers and vice versa. TGF comes out of the ball game. Eighth turnover in the first half on the Grizzlies. We still have half the first half to go. Fahim Moran out front. 17-10 is the score. On the right side, here's Sellers, pushes off, goes in, goes up with the shot, no good. Rebound, Lionel Kamwimba. Lionel does a good job in the post. Germany all the way to down the floor, lost it on the way up, tipped out of bounds by the Raiders. 23 on the shot clock. The blue-clad Grizzlies will throw it in, left of their own basket. Inbound play, Riley Whitaker in the corner for a three. Good, Riley Whitaker connects. And that draws the Grizzlies back within four now. And we got a whistle and a stoppage in play. Kyle Germany just got a whistle for a technical foul, so it'll be two shots. So Caleb Young will go to the line and shoot two free throws. And the first one good. So that goes up as a technical and a personal foul on Kyle Germany. First try good, second try good. Caleb Young makes two, he has 5 points, and Three Rivers will have the basketball. 19-13. We haven't had many technicals this year. That's pretty rare. In the backcourt, full court pressure by the Grizzlies with Javian Downey in the lineup now for Kyle Germany. At the left point, Moran. Grizzlies have gone to a zone here. On the left side, White, hook pass in the corner, Wallace, picked up by Carlos Paul. Matching up, curling down the lane, White with a drive, pushes off, shoots, no good, rebound to Riley Whitaker. Grizzlies were really good defense that time. Up the left side, Urgy on the wing to the left point. Javian Downey, we're down by six, 19-13. Down the lane all the way, and a ball blocked out of bounds by Bryce Wallace, which is his job at 6'8". As Javian attacked from the right side of the key, but Wallace had an angle and got a big right hand on it. Grizzly ball on the inbound play. Inbound, Riley with a catch and shoot for another three. That's going to be off the mark. Rebound out of bounds off the leg of Moran, and it'll stay with the Grizzlies, and 20 on the shot clock again. From a defensive standpoint, if you'll be patient against Three Rivers, you can get any kind of shot you want. Inbound play underneath. Here's Kendon Peebles up, and he is partially blocked near the bucket, picked up by Three Rivers, and they come back. In the ball game is DJ Prater, a 6'2 sophomore, down the key. Here's a drive, whistle, foul before the shot, though, against the Grizzlies. And that'll be on Kendon Peebles. 13 foul on the Grizzlies. The Raiders have two. Prater lobs on the inbound, catch by Wallace. Stearns knocked away, stolen. Grizzlies with a 2-on-1 break the other way. Urgy takes it all away, lays it up off the board and good. Very athletic play by Urgy Hanami off the turnover. Fourth turnover on the Raiders. And they throw the ball away carelessly at the other end of the floor for turnover number five. And the Grizzlies get it back with a chance now to cut this possibly a one-point game. Timeout on the floor. 7:43 left. And we'll get a full timeout with a score. Three Rivers 19, the Grizzlies 15. And we're back in a minute. Make that 30 seconds. 30 seconds on KDY.
Bailey, Chevy, and GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
If you are constantly borrowing a truck to haul wood and end up breaking the back glass out of your neighbor's truck, you might need a truck.
This is John Bailey of Bailey Chevrolet GMC in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. If it's time to get your own truck, Bailey Chevy GMC has the right one for you. Come in to find yours, and together let's drive.
And now more Grizzly basketball action on Hot Country KDY.
Grizzlies win the basketball, down four. Inside out pass to the quarter, TGF in the left corner. Hook pass across court in the right corner. Urgy's got another three look. That's going to be too hard. And a foul on the rebound on the opposite side, and it's going to be against the Grizzlies, Trayon Grant Foster. Pushing off for the rebound. Grizzlies fell behind 14-2. Since then, though, the Grizzlies have outscored the Raiders 13-5. Kamari Vinson in, Kyle Germany in. Javian Downey and Riley Whitaker come out. Inbound play in the backcourt. The Raiders with Fahim Moran. Right side to Michi White. Up the right side, Prater cross court. And they'll get it to Moran. He'll dribble in and now pull it back. Let's see if the Grizzlies are matching up out of the zone. It appears like they are in the left corner. Prater drives the baseline, cut off by Paul. Now Wallace across the bank, goes up, no good, but a foul on the play, and he'll shoot two. Bryce Wallace took a shot upside the head there, across the face. The foul will be on Carlos Paul, his first one. 6:57 left in the half. The Raiders lead it 19-15. First free throw try here by Wallace. Rattles in and out. No good. Darian Combs, the Poplar Bluff kid, will come in the lineup now for the Grizzlies. He's earned some playing time here in the second half of the season, done pretty well with it. Next free throw is no good, way short. 0-for-2 for Bryce Wallace, Grizzly basketball. In the front court, double team up ahead. There's Darian Combs on the baseline. He's open, shoots it, and it's going to be an air ball. Put back, though, on the opposite side. Kabari Vinson with his first basket. And it's a two-point game, 19-17. Right point, left point, to the left corner. Prater, the lefty, shoots a three, and it's good. I believe this is the third year he has played here. And Prater just made the three. Now at the other end, a turnover on the Grizzlies up the left side, and they'll turn it over for the ninth time in this half. 6:21 to play in the first half. 22-17. The Grizzlies started making up ground once they went to a little full court pressure. They haven't stolen the ball much, but they've established the pace of the game. At the left point, Moran on the left wing. Backing down Sellers. He'll turn, face, and shoot, and good. He's got Darian Combs guarding him, and that is a big mismatch. We get a substitution here. That's 10 points for Anthony Sellers. Now, what's the hang-up here? We're trying to sub after the made basket, evidently. He'll have to wait. We've gone into another little offensive lull here, so we need to get something at the other end on this trip. Here's Kyle Germany down the lane. He'll pull it back and set the offense. Kyle playing the point. Not a true point guard stepping through. Here's a drive, no good. Dipped up, no good after the miss by TGF. And now back come the Raiders. Ball tipped, stolen away. Darian Combs comes away with it for the Grizzlies. To the point to Kyle. Steps in all the way through, right hand scoop, no good, won't fall. Rebound to Sellers for the Raiders. Sellers out front, over on the right side. Caleb Young way out for three, and it's good. Caleb Young with eight, 27-17. Lob pass up the floor, left quarter, Kabari Vinson. Got to move it on offense. TGF on the dribble to the right point. Kyle Germany. High post, Carlos Paul. Carlos back outside. Vinson to the point. Darian Combs. Bounce across. Down the corner. TGF with three on the shot clock. Has to launch a long three. It's no good. And the rebound to the Raiders. .436 to play. We had a 13-5 run, but since then, the Raiders have picked up the pace. They lead it by 10, 27-17. Free throw line. Sellers picked up by Darian Combs. Darian lists about 6 feet tall. Sellers 6 foot six. Down the lane, Moran drives in, goes up, no good. Foul on the play, though, and the Grizzlies will put the Raiders on the line with 4:13 to play in the half. Kamari Vinson with his first foul. The Grizzlies have six players with single fouls. That was in the act of shooting, so that will put Fahim Moran on the line. He's yet to score tonight. He'll get two here. Moran evidently got poked in the eye. So he takes a little extra time. First drive for the freshman is good. He is a redshirt freshman. Kenan Peebles and Lionel Kamwimba come in. Darian Combs and Carlos Paul go out. ...28-17 Raiders. And the next one is good. And they'll take Moran out for Robert Alexander. Moran at 6'5", Alexander at 6 feet, maybe. So a smaller lineup at the guard spot for Three Rivers. 29-17 Grizzly basketball. Got to hurry to get it over the timeline. They do with TGF. Bounce ahead, but bounce pass is kicked out of bounds by Sellers. It'll stay with the Grizzlies. They'll have 20 on the shot clock. Grizzlies have made 1 3-point shot tonight. The Raiders have made 5. In the right corner, wide open. Kamari Vincent with a 3, and it's good. There's nobody within 15 feet of it. They just let him shoot it. And he drilled it. He has 5. 29-20. We could use another couple stops and tighten this thing up before we get to halftime. 3:47 to play in the first half. Grizzlies lost to the Raiders at home by 1 in overtime, January 13th. Last day of January, we're looking at a 9-point game right now as halftime approaches. Down the key all the way. Here's a dish off inside. Wallace goes up inside and scores. Good penetration move by Demetrius White, who dropped it off to Bryce Wallace, who finished the play. He has 4, 31-20. Trayon has it in the front court, has a screen to the right. Kicks it over to Kyle Germany at the right point. Kamari Vincent, left side. TGF, hook pass underneath, right through the hands of Lionel Kamwimba, will dive for the ball but can't get to it. Turnover 10 in the first half. Caleb Young pushes off, kicks it out, way to the point. Now a 3, a long 3, no good. Rebound to Kendon Peebles. 31-20 with 2:50 to go. The Grizzlies need a bucket. Kendon Peebles, left side, will hand the ball to Kamari Vincent. Gets a screen to the right, over to Kyle Germany. Drives the lane all the way. Left-hand scoop shot is up and around and good. What a shot. Kyle hanging in midair, switched from the right to the left hand, flipped it back in, and his first basket of the night. 31-22. White out front, guarded by Kendon Peebles. Grizzly straight man. Now Alexander goes baseline all the way in, up and under. Left-hand layup is good. First basket for Robert Alexander, and it's 33-22. Out at the point, now on the left side. Vincent, TGF has it on the right wing. Kendon Peebles with an up fake, beats it inside. Lionel Kamwimba. Tough pass, got it back. Gets it to TGF. He'll work down low, pump fake, up and good. And a foul on the play, and the basket will count. That was big. Needed that in a very big way. The foul will go on Michi White. That'll be his first foul, and the bucket in one now. 8 points and a half for TGF. Lionel Kamwimba out. Kamari Vincent out. Urji Hunami comes in the ball game. He's out there with Kyle Germany, Carlos Paul, Kendon Peebles, and the shooter, Trayon Grant Foster. 33-24. Free throw is way short. No good. Ball is fumbled, picked up by the Raiders. Our free throw shooting has, that is our first free throw of the night, in fact. Hook pass left side, Young goes around his guy all the way in for a two-handed dunk. That was not very good defense. Nobody there to cut off the baseline. They just gave it to Young, and he went in and slammed it. And now he has 10 in the corner. Kenan Peebles all the way. Goes up and around with the reverse layup. Missed it. Ball picked up by Sellers. Here come the Raiders with Alexander. 1:15 to go in the half. 35-24, Three Rivers. Alexander drives the key all the way, puts it up high off the glass, no good. Rebound. It's going to be bounced off one of the Grizzlies by Zaire Beverly, and it'll stay with Three Rivers. Raiders on top with 1:04 to play in the first half. Alexander on the inbound play. He'll have it stolen, knocked away by Unami, picked up by Carlos Paul. Carlos down the key, takes it all the way in. Pump fake, up and good. A foul on the play, and the basket will count off the turnover. Beverly will pick up his second foul. Gage Pitts with a fracture in his right arm comes in the ball game. Well, actually, it's his left. So he can still shoot the ball, but you get bumped on that thing, it's going to hurt. Free throw for Carlos is no good. Another missed free throw. Up the right side, Young, now for the Raiders. 49 seconds left in the half. Sellers in the block, leans in, shoots a tough shot, no good. Ball will be fought for and controlled by Urji Hanami. 35-26, 38 seconds to go in the half. Kyle Germany in the left corner, Gage Pitts, bounce pass inside, pump fake, up and good by Carlos Ball. 35-28, 28 seconds to go in the half. Front court, Alexander feeds it to the far side. Wallace goes up, leans in, shoots. No good. Got his own rebound. Had it stripped away, and a foul will be called inside. And that'll put Sellers on the line for the Raiders. In the act of shooting with 15 and a half seconds left in the half, Kyle Germany with his second foul. So Kyle will come out. Javian Downey will come in for him. Trayon Grant Foster in for Carlos Paul. Riley Whitaker comes in the ball game. Who's he coming in for? He's coming in for Urji Hanami. DJ Prater comes in for Anthony Sellers. So the guys that, especially if you've got a foul already, are coming out right before half. 35-28. Free throw for Wallace is no good. And it was two shots. That's correct. It was two shots. And he is 0-for-3 from the line. He'll get one more try. I thought it was in the act of shooting. Everybody acted as if it was the bonus. But I don't think that's a mistake. Bryce Wallace with one more free throw. It's up, and it is good. Here come the Grizzlies, 36-28. See if we can get within six, maybe five, 7 seconds in the half. PGF beats his man, goes up, lays it up, no good, and a foul, and that foul will be on DJ Prater. Holding foul, it'll be two shots. PGF, who is only shooting 56% from the free throw line. Saturday's game really hurt his percentage. Free throw is good. Lionel Kamwimba in case defense is needed at the other end here. TGF missed six in a row the other night. He makes one here, and oh, this one comes off the rim to the side. Here come the Raiders with Alexander. Now a shot at the horn, no good, from about 35 feet. And that's the end of the first half. Well, after falling behind 14-2, the Grizzlies pull themselves back in the game, and they're down by 7 at the break, 36-29. It's Grizzly Halftime brought to you by Missouri State University, West Plains, New Beginnings and Endless Possibilities. And we'll come back and recap the first half coming up in 2 minutes on KDY.